The Guard in West Virginia will overcome obstacles and we'll make things happen to take care of our people in this state, but we shouldn't have to operate this way.
Adjutant General James Hoyer made his plea to Congress during a press conference at the West Virginia National Guard headquarters in Charleston, saying it's time to put an end to the federal government shutdown.
We are starting to experience degraded readiness in the West Virginia National Guard as a result of this. There are 53 other National Guard organizations across the country that are experiencing the same problems. So if you look at that in a holistic approach, we're starting to really affect our ability to protect our nation and our homeland.
Money, he says, is a major part of that problem. Money to pay for employees, facilities, and supplies. As Congress prepared for the federal shutdown last week, they passed House Resolution 3210 to continue to fund the military. However, Hoyer says the resolution was interpreted by the Department of Defense to mean only active duty members. In order to keep some 389 military authority employees working, or state employees whose salaries are reimbursed by the federal government, Hoyer and his team began postponing infrastructure maintenance projects around the state and shifting the money to cover those salary costs. And those costs have added up to around $300,000 a week.
I've only got a $16 million state budget. And the longer they go, the longer I wait for the reimbursement. So we can only go to a certain threshold of pain. And so right now, we can go till the 16th at noon, unless we sit down and come up with another project that we push back.
After the 16th, and without another source of funding, should the federal shutdown continue, Hoyer says the state may have to furlough those workers. As for the 1,150 federally funded civilian technician positions who were furloughed beginning October 1st, Hoyer says nearly 1,000 of those returned to work this week. That return came after Congress lobbied for the Department of Defense to loosen the restrictions on that same House resolution. Guard and Reserve employees will now also receive pay for their return to work that began Monday. But Hoyer says, again, until a budget is passed, he has no idea how long it will take for that money to actually come. On top of salary issues, Hoyer says his Guard members haven't been able to train, keep up vehicle and aircraft maintenance, and provide services to active duty families and veterans. Without keeping up on all of these, he says should an emergency occur, it will take the Guard longer to prepare and respond.
One way or the other, West Virginia Guardsmen will be where they need to be to take care of the people of West Virginia. Now, it might be in a different fashion, and it's going to be a hell of a lot more painful for us in the Guard to get to where we need to be. Is that fair to the men and women who go out and do that? That we have to put them in a position that they have to go that extra above and beyond when we don't need to be in that position?
Hoyer added there are three new military helicopters for the Guard that should have been picked up on October 1st to replace aging state equipment. As of now, there are no funds to move those helicopters, leaving the Guard in short supply should there be an emergency. That and similar issues, Hoyer says, will lead to delays in response as they try to come up with new ways to deliver supplies or conduct rescue missions. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.